Moncrief on News Talk.
The Spanish Parliament is to consider a bill which would reduce the length of the working week from 40 hours to 37.5 hours. And while we would all like to work less, is such a reduction practical for all lines of work? To tell us how the Spanish are proposing to go about this, we're joined by the Madrid correspondent for the UK Independent, Graham Keighley. Good afternoon, Graham.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Has this particular piece of legislation, has it been a long time in gestation?
Yes, it has. This was the idea of a far-left party called SUMAR. They are the junior partners in the Spanish coalition government. And one of the conditions of joining the coalition was this piece of legislation. They said, essentially, life is not all about working. It's also about enjoying other things in life. And this piece of legislation must be passed if we're to support the government.
Right. OK. But I assume then there are other sectors in society not so enthusiastic about this.
Absolutely. Lots of business organisations have said they are against it. They fear that productivity will go down in Spain. And this is important because Spain's economy at the moment is booming. It's perhaps the leading economy in Europe, if not the Western world, in terms of growth. Growth this year was 3.2%, if I'm correct. So therefore, they want the business community, at least, want this trajectory of growth to continue and not have any things to stop it progressing.
Mm. Now, they're saying it'll improve productivity. This is the government and reduce absenteeism. Is absenteeism an issue there?
What is really an issue, actually, is presenteeism. That is, workers feel they have to stay at their desks way later than, say, people in Ireland. And you might find Spanish workers still at their desks by 7 or 8 in the evening. Why does this happen? Well, it's something to do with the structure of the Spanish working day, but it's also a culture of waiting till your boss leaves before you leave. Therefore, there's lots of hours not doing very much.
Yeah. So and the working days, I understand it like it is. It does on paper seem very long, but there are long breaks in between.
Absolutely. Most people get in about 8:30, 9, work for a bit, and then they go out for quite a substantial breakfast because people don't really have much of a breakfast at, say, 7 in the morning. Then they'll have a lunch break at 2, quite late, but they'll go on until possibly even 4. And then they'll work from then until about 7 or 8, not get home until quite late compared to most other Western European countries.
So presumably reducing the working week would at least facilitate people getting home a little bit earlier.
Yes, indeed. That's part of the idea. They're not going to legislate that companies have to finish at 6 or 7, however, because that would be too much of a culture shock, I think. However, by doing this, the government at least hopes that people are going to do the same amount of work in less hours and get out of the office and enjoy life.
Mm. It depends on the sort of work you do, I would imagine, whether that's actually physically possible or not.
Absolutely. I mean, I spoke to some hotel workers, and this is where these are the kind of people that the legislation is aimed at, because they work long, long hours. One woman told me, she said, well, this sounds good on paper for us, but what it probably means is that I'm going to have to clean 14 hotel rooms in the same time as I did before. This may not be good for me. I may have to rush round and work harder than I did before, if you understand me.
Yes. And in terms of the legislation itself, is, you know, how strictly applied is it going to be? And imagine there's all sorts of professions that they would say, well, there's, you know, I'm finished my work when I'm finished my work. You can't put hours on it.
Yes, you're right. Supposedly, the way this is going to be policed, if you like, is by sector. So it's going to be, managed in different ways according to different parts of the economy. So tourism may manage it according to how the unions cooperate with the owners of companies. in that sector, but it may be different for, I don't know, for the car industry, which perhaps is easier to police when you're dealing with hours than the, say, tourism industry, which involves, you know, bars and clubs and all sorts. So I think it's going to be dependent on how those various sectors work.
Ah, but will it be essentially the unions who will be policing this?
No, it won't. They will have to come up with agreements, come up with the business organisations in their own particular sector of the economy.
Yeah. And now it still has to go for a vote, as I understand it. Like, are the votes there to pass this?
Well, not quite, because this government, a left-wing government, depends on 7 votes from a pro-business and nationalist party in Catalonia. That's called Junts, and they so far have said they're not in agreement with this. If they don't change their mind, then this legislation may fail. They are essential to make up the numbers, essentially. This is a very, very split parliament. And as I say, it's a minority coalition government. So they depend on small parties.
And if it fails, does it threaten the existence of the government as a whole, given this was one of the foundations of the deal?
Well, it could do. It depends how pragmatic Sumar want to be. Do they want to bring down the government on this? Probably not. But they may still push to try and get it through another time. There are 2 years for this legislature to run. So it is possible that it could be returned to Parliament later on.
Is there any sense about the Spanish public in general, what their attitude to it is?
Well, mixed feelings, really. You know, it sounds a good idea. And they do work long hours, and a lot of people are fed up with that. However, as I say, how is it going to work really? Does it mean they're going to be cramming in the work just to meet the deadline of that 37.5 hours per week and being pushed harder by their bosses? Or does it mean that actually they're going to get the same pay and the pace is going to reduce? We'll have to see. But most people there's a kind of mixture of opinions, really, on this subject.
Graham, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Graham Keighley there, the Spain correspondent of the UK Independent. One texter says, surely people will be paid less and might have to move to a cheaper place to rent. Well, they won't be. It seems as if from what Graham was saying there they won't be paid less for doing 37 and a half rather than 40 hours a week. But they might have to do the same amount of work in that time. And depending on what people do for a living, that might be difficult. Wouldn't it be great to have more unions in Ireland, says another text. So we might actually get initiatives like this one passed. Someone else says, of course it is great for all if the working week would be less than 40 hours per week. In Europe, they've been doing this for years already. Germany, the Netherlands, more free time per week makes people happier. Happier people work better. That is true. Yeah. And it depends. I would still think it depends. The example he gave there of staff in hotels, cleaning hotel rooms. I don't know if you were happier. Is it going to make you do that quicker? How could it increase productivity? Black is not white, says another texter. Phil says, I would love to think that we could reduce our working week here, but it's just not going to happen. We're so much more right of centre capitalist than the Spanish. As it stands, most of us are working way longer than our prescribed 40 weeks, 40 hours, as it stands. That's probably true for many people. What happened to all the talk of a 4-day week in Ireland? I don't think it ever got as far as being anywhere close to anyone who is in a position to introduce legislation about that, other than bits of research that seem to indicate that it was generally a good idea.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.